how a person acts, what a person does when no one is looking, that is what reveals what that person's true character is really about. And ultimately, though, nothing that we say or do or even think is ever hidden from God, which to me is an awfully frightening concept. So what is it that God is trying to get across to us this morning in our readings? I think it's who you are matters, and that we all have the power to choose the good. Yet don't we often rationalize our actions? Come up with excuses why we really can't live completely how Jesus calls us. I mean, we do mostly good, but you know, God didn't really expect us to be perfect. And then you have the attitude of, well, you know, rules are meant to be broken. But rules are important. The movie Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock, there's an exchange between her character and Eric, the lead FBI agent, when she's begging the FBI to stay and continue to investigate the pageant when there's no proof that they need to stay, no reason to stay. And when Eric doesn't support her, they have this exchange afterwards, and she finally says to him, "Take the rule book and just throw it out the window." And he responds, "I like the rule book, okay? I like knowing what I can and cannot do." There's a purpose to the rules. There's a reason God gave us rules. Because he desires us to know the joy and abundance that this life has to offer if we live as he desires. Now, it might not be the abundance as a secular society defines it as abundance, but if we, as Moses entreats us, actually do choose life, we will have the abundance of living as our Creator intended us and made us to live. When I was teaching middle school ethics down in Florida, I used to use the following illustration. I would say to my 6th and 7th graders, who would want to go outside right now, let's play a game of baseball with no rules? And of course, the 6th and 7th grade boys were, yeah, let's do it! Girls were not usually as enthusiastic, but they were still willing. So I would often say, okay, well then, when I'm up to bat, what if I then rush the pitcher's mound, take my bat, smash it against the pitcher, run the bases, and declare that I score? What would you think? And most everyone would be like, you can't do that. Why not? There are no rules. And I'll go on and on and continue until finally someone would say, but then how would you know who won? Exactly. With no rules, there's no way to play the game. There is no game. And then I would ask them to think of a time that they either witnessed a game or actually played against a team that cheated, that didn't play the way they were supposed to, that didn't play in the rules. What did they think about that? And every one of them says, mainly that, well, it wasn't right, it wasn't fair, and that it took the fun out of the game. Exactly. See, unless you play the game the way it was intended to be played, it's not as much fun. I don't think it's much different. Again this morning, I was slightly convicted. Convicted about how much I fail to live up to what Jesus is calling us to do. I look at that and like,
I can't do that. But there's no compromise, is there? If you look at what Moses is saying and we look at what Jesus is saying, there is no compromise. It's one or the other. I mean, even Yoda in Star Wars, when he's teaching Luke how to be a Jedi, and Luke is frustrated because he just can't do it. He says, okay, I'll give it a try. And Yoda says, no. Do or do not. There means no try. Choose life. Choose death. Obey God's laws. Prepare to be destroyed. There really is no middle ground there, is there? It's a choice between God's way or our way. That's incredibly daunting. It kind of seems almost unattainable, right?
I think that, honestly, is the point. It is unattainable on our own power. It's completely unattainable if we try to do it on our own strength. You've heard it said, but I'm gonna tell you what I say, which is makes it even more difficult.
Why does he then make it even harder when it's impossible to begin with? Because the point is, living the Christian life is more than just following the rules. It's more than just going through the motions. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ that is transforming.
Formed
into the knowledge of Christ, doesn't matter how well you obey the rules.
I remember when I had come back from playing lacrosse, but really just partying in Australia for a year. I came back and I was at a pretty low point in my life.
Point. he could offer me. See, throughout Scripture, God continually desires not mere obedience, but he wants his people to know him. Not just know about him, but to know him. See, the biggest problem